the women used to do on particular days, usually on Monday. They set aside the Monday for doing one thing in particular. Having to do with their clothes, you know what that was? Wash, wash. And after they got through washing it, in order to get the wrinkles out, they'd have to, yeah. Is there one word that you could use to refer to all that together? You'd say, instead of doing their washing and ironing, she's doing her
laundry.
Yeah, her laundry. And would you refer to a place downtown where you would take clothes and they would do that for you? Would you refer to that as a laundry too?
Well, yeah, laundry, dry cleaning.
Laundry,
dry cleaning, laundromat, whatever.
Okay. And what about, what do you call those things, you know, that I had to climb up to get from the yard to
steps.
And if you were in a house, let's say that was two stories, and you had to get from the first floor to the second floor, you climb up the
stairs.
So there's stairs inside the house and steps outside the house. Mm-hmm. And that area right out front, though, you refer to as the
front porch.
Front porch. Have you ever heard people call the porch anything else?
Yes. Yeah, that movie, but I just mostly forget.
Yeah. Do you ever, have you ever heard people call it the gallery or the stoop?
Stoop is like it's one now.
You've heard those words used before? What about maybe in a, have you ever seen a porch that just didn't stop going across the front of the house, but it went around both sides of it?
Mm-hmm.
A bigger porch, you know, that went around like that. Have you seen one of those?
Yes.
Would you still call that the porch too?
Well, you know, yeah, you could call it the porch. You could call it the side porch if it goes around to the side.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it possible in some of these bigger houses to have a porch on more than just one floor? Might have one on the second story outside.
Yes.
Here? Mm-hmm. Would that still be called porch too?
Yeah.
That's still called a porch. But what about in some of these, in some houses, you don't have a porch that's big as yours, you just have a little area right in front of the front door, or might just be big enough for just one or two people. What would something like that be called? Would you call that a porch?
If it's in front of the house?
Yeah,
it's
right.
No porch or anything like that. Yes, you
still call that a porch?
Yeah, you consider it a porch.
Okay. Talking about porch, have you ever heard anybody refer to it as the veranda?
Veranda,
yeah.
Mm, no,
hadn't heard of that.
If I did, try and forget that.
Okay. And let's say if I came in there in the front door and I left that door open and you didn't want it to stay like that, you tell me to do what?
Close it.
Close it, or have you ever said anything else other than close it?
You can say shut.
Shut the door.
Shut the door.
Okay. Is there any difference between those?
No. Same thing.
It's just the same kind of expression.
It's just, you know, different term, you know, term.
Okay. What about we were talking about frame houses on the outside of the house, you know, those boards that kind of overlap each other like that on some frame houses,
mm-hmm.
together like that. Do you know of any particular name for those boards?
This is on outside.
Yeah, right on the outside of the house. You know, those things are nailed up on the wall horizontally, and they overlap each other like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called anything in particular?
It's in front of the house.
Yeah, it's just what, you know, the side of the house is made of on, mm-hmm. in frame houses.
Faithful.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called weatherboards?
Yeah. Is that weatherboards?
Weatherboards, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing as siding?
Yes, I guess it's a siding. No, siding.
What is siding? What is that word siding mean to you?
Oh. You talking about the board?
Yeah, something like that.
You speak about what I'm trying to get now. Mm-hmm. We call it something like what's trap of water.
I'm not talking about that. It's just like, you know, you have the wall on the outside of the house,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes those boards are put up on the side of the house so that one overlaps.
Oh,
like
that?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, sheetrock.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what stuff.
What about okay, talk about parts of the house some more. This whole thing, you know, that covers the house, the top of the house, that's the what?
The roof.
Okay, the roof.
And you were talking about a minute ago some things that catch the water. You know, when it rains, the water will run down.
Rain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the things at the side of the house that catch the water.
Mm-hmm.
Or do they run down into the drain?
Drain down, yeah.
Okay, now what do you call those things that are right on the side of the edge of the roof that they catch the water and the water runs down? Thing?
Didn't tell me I'd clean that out. Let's see.
You got one strapped up?
Yeah, strapped up. We call it the drain. Well, yeah, I know the drain and everything like that, so I just consider that, you know, you have, you know, proper names, some names for it.
Have you ever heard people call it gutters or something?
Gutters, that's what it is. That's right, the gutters, that's right.
Okay. And yeah. On this house, are those things built into the edge or are they suspended from it?
They built in.
They built in?
Yeah, you know, they would be built in and nailed into it. That's what I see.
You know, in some houses you see the roof has different slopes, you know, mm-hmm. something like that. What would you call a place like right here where the